Parshas Naso discusses a number of halachos. One of those halachos I'd like to focus on is the halacha of the Indian of the Nazir, the person who refrains from wine, the person who refrains from becoming Tamei Lameis. And where does the word Nazir come from? So Rashi tells us that it comes to the lashon of withdraw, to withdraw. Rashi says, Neder Nazir, Ein Nazir B'chol Makom Ela Prisha, to restrain oneself. Avkan Shapirish Min Ayayim, he's been purged from Yayim. Ibn Ezra writes that this is based on the words V'Nazir Migzeroso, which is from Vayikra Chav Beis Beis, which says Vayidah Hashem Moshe Leimor Tabel Aaron V'Abonav V'Nazir Mikodshe Bnei Yisrael. It should withdraw. It should be different. It should be holy. So that's the basic definition of the language of Nazir. However, the Ibn Ezra later on the Pasuk, on Pasuk Yud Aleph, no, I'm sorry, Pasuk Zayin, Lavi v'limo l'achu l'achoso lo yutama lahem b'mosam ki nezer elokov al rosho. There is a nezer elokov. What does that mean? Nezer means a crown. Even that's what a nezer means, a crown. And Ibn Ezra points out, v'ha'ed ki nezer elokov al rosho v'enen en rochok. What most people are slaves to the desires of the world. A true king has a crown of glory, of kingship on his head. Anybody who is free from tivus. So you see, not only does the word nazir mean to withdraw, but the word nazir also has a connection to the idea of a crown and to be a king. And that's certainly the great one of the great messages of the Nazir. And that is that the Nazir, what does it mean to be a king? What does it mean to be royalty? Royalty means to be king over your tivus. A person generally, we have animalistic desires. Person, whether it's whether it's food or other tivus that a person has inside of his animalistic tendencies. But somebody who, like a Nazir, who's able to withhold themselves from wine for a 30-day period, he's not only just withdrawing, he's becoming on the level of a king. And it's a tremendous, tremendous lesson. Because if a person doesn't work on this, if a person doesn't withhold himself from the way his natural tendencies would be, and then he wouldn't be able to function. We know the mission of us tells us, Ein ben chorin el misha osik b'torah, you're not free until you osik b'torah. And it makes a lot of sense, because a person who doesn't work on himself, a person who doesn't engage in Torah learning, a person who doesn't engage in Torah and mitzvahs, so he's at a base level, he's animalistic. He needs to, he sees a good piece of meat, he sees something exciting, even when it comes to lashon hara. But a person wants to, we're not just talking about physical desires, we're even talking about, you know, emotional desires. A person wants to say lashon hara. He's also has a taiva, and he needs to have self-control. But we know that one of the most, probably, perhaps the most important characteristic of serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu is self-control. And that's really what the Nazir embodies. The Nazir embodies this nekuda, this point of self-control. And if a person can't, it's right. We know the more that we learned this year in Kedushin, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. We're all created with the Yetzirah. The whole point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order for us to get reward, is that He gave us the Yetzirah. But there's only one way to combat the Yetzirah, and that's the Torah. Why? Because once a person engulfs and immerses himself in Torah, so he becomes more sensitive to what he should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing. He becomes more sensitive to what's right and what's wrong. And if a person doesn't realize that, a person just runs after his taivos, so then he won't be able to function. He can't function. A person has an addiction, right? They can't think straight. They need it. They're fixated on getting this, whatever it is, whether it's gambling, whether it's alcohol, whether it's any other type of that a person, a human being, has, he has to go out and he has to control it. So that's the godless of the Nazir. He's not just withdrawing, but he's turning into a king. Who is a king? A king is somebody who's totally in control. And when a person is totally in control, then he's like a king. They say about Ramaisa that someone once came to Vyacheslav Bromsky, who used to live actually in Bayit Vegan, and he was smiling. He said, "Why are you smiling?" He said, "I was just about to eat a candy, and I withheld myself. I withheld myself from partaking in that candy." And a person goes ahead and he gets himself used to, even when it comes to taivas chila and small taivas, little by little, he comes to sort of be more in control of his actions. Right? But if a person is just, right, if you're the kind of person, which I'm talking about myself also, if you see a nice piece of food, you know, in the kitchen, you just grab here, grab there, besides the fact that it's very complicated with Hilchos Brachos, you're always grabbing food here and running there, it's just like, it means you have no self-control. And if a person doesn't develop self-control in his eating habits, doesn't develop self-control in the small things, it's gonna explode, right? A person sees somebody cuts him off on the street, and his impulse is to have road rage and get all upset. But if he has self-control, he realizes, okay, it's all the Ratzon Hashem. It was meant to be. Let me calm down. There's no reason to react like that. That's the whole yisod of the Nazir, and that is, of course, since he saw the sota v'kulkula, so here's the answer atzma min hayayin. But just, I remember something else, something beautiful idea that I read over Shavuos that really connects to this as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yitzhara, and that's what we're here to work on. That's what we're here to work on. So if a person can go ahead and withdraw himself from his taivos, so then he can be in control, and then he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. I saw an amazing idea that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that the Malachim didn't want to give us the Torah. And the reason why we got the Torah was because we're Basar Vidam, and we have a Yitzhara. So the Maral says, I believe, if I'm quoting it correctly, that a person has to realize when he goes through a nisayon, when he sees the Yitzhar starting off with him, he shouldn't get upset. He should realize that that's our schus to get the Torah. The only reason why we were able to get the Torah was because we have a Yitzhar. Otherwise, we wouldn't have merited getting the Sefer Torah. And he says something, and then I forgot who, I saw this in the Bera Parsha from Ramat Al-Khmirman, I forgot who he quoted, but he said an amazing thing. We say, everybody knows the famous Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations of the world and offered them to the Torah. And he told each one what their weak point is, and therefore they said, we don't want the Torah. They went to Esav, for example, and said, Esav, this is Lo Tzirtzach. So Esav, Lo Tzirtzach, forget it. So what do we think? We think that Hashem was playing a trick on them. Hashem was focusing on the thing that they have the most difficulty with, right? So Hashem, of course they're going to say no. Why didn't you offer them everything else? Why did you offer Esav Dafkalo? Why did you mention him Lo Tzirtzach? And of course, it's a deterrent for him. Because Hagufa, that's the pshat. What is the Torah? The Torah is there to perfect us. He wasn't trying to deter them, trying to trick them, say, listen, it says Lo Tzirtzach, I don't think you can handle it. No, the only reason why there is Zocha to get the Torah is Dafka on those things that are challenging for them. It's an amazing way of looking at things. That a person thinks to himself, oh, I can't do it. I have too many taivas. I can't control myself. I like to sit in my room and watch movies all day. I can't go to learn. No, that's exactly why you're given the Torah. That's exactly the point. If you persevere and you push through and you withdraw from those things and you focus on coming up to the base measures and coming to daven and coming to learn, so then life is like ecstasy. Not right. The real ecstasy, the ecstasy of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing Torah and Mitzvahs. That's the point. I'm sure you guys can relate that. Unfortunately, not everybody gets the message, and not everybody is zochel. What is chus that obviously anybody sitting here in this room right now has obviously gotten the message because they're here at Friday Seder. But the point is that when a person withdraws from things, and I think what Rabbi Edelman was saying this last night, that becoming a winner, making yourself great. It's not easy, right? Being a loser is easy. But withdrawing from things that, at first glance, look great and appealing, if you withdraw yourself from those things, then all of a sudden everything opens up and everything is gewaldic, everything is great. It reminds me of a short anecdote that I once had with my kids. I remember I was sitting on the couch in my living room, and my kids were like going bonkers over candy. And I said to myself, it's so strange. Why do they only go bonkers over candy? Why do they go after candy? But yeah, they don't go bonkers, they don't get excited about vegetables. Right? What's the pshat? The pshat is the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that things that are bad for you, Hashem makes it that it's externally appealing. But it's really not good for you. It's going to mess them up. If they have too much candy, I once had a kid who ate too much candy on Purim, they threw up. It's not good for you. Right? You don't throw up if you eat too many peppers or too many cucumbers. You just don't. Right? It's avada. So the pshat is, what's good for you, Hashem makes it much more challenging to partake in, much more challenging. It's not as appealing, but ultimately it's so good for you. It's so good for your system. Masha and Cain, things that are bad for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem, I'll make it very appealing, right? I ask people, why would you sit in your room all day and watch a television show? Like, you know what it is? When you think about it, I'm not saying everybody should give up television, I'm just saying, just to understand what it is. Basically, some random guy decided to write up a story, okay? Some people act it out. It's like living in his brain, basically. let's call a spade a spade. Let's call what it is. But yet, obviously, it's done with such obviously wisdom and whatever, and it's fun and this and that. And obviously, but it draws you in. That's the whole point. That's obviously why their script, you know, is on the show, and not somebody else's script, because they're talented. That's great, but it's not real. You can do the same thing. You can write up your own script, have some guys play it. Obviously, it's not going to be as exciting, but that's the point. When a person realizes and removes all the externalities of what's going on, and realizes, hey, it's my life. I can go ahead and I can do mitzvahs. I can go ahead and I can come to the base manager. I can come and I can learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Great. Or I can live in some random guy's thoughts. Like when you look at it that way, it's like, what's the point? And of course, it's drawing, but a person goes ahead and he's able to control his taivas. He's able to control his speech, right? If he wants to work in Lashon Hara, how he eats, how he acts, in so many ways. And a person, mamish, withdraws himself from these actions, so then, taka yizocha, then he's zocha to really be a melech on himself and on his taivas. I'm trying to think if there's one more thing I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, you know what I'll say over this one more nekuda that I thought was amazing that I saw over Yanta that I said. One more Nikuda. I heard this. Nimrav Shach. When we come to the Beis Medrash in the morning, we say Yiratzen. What's the Yiratzen? Those of you that say it, Yiratzen Shlo Yehar Davar Takol Al Yadi. I shouldn't make any mistakes. I shouldn't stumble. Dvar Halacha. And my friend should be happy with what I say. I shouldn't say what's Tameh is Tar, what's Tar is Tameh, what's Aser is Mutar Aser. I shouldn't make any mistakes. Basically, you walk into the base medrash in the morning, I shouldn't make any mistakes in my learning. Fine. And at the end, when you leave, what do you say? You say, Moda Anil Fanecha, Hashem Elokai, Velokai Vesai, Shishamta Chalki Miyoshev Vesai Medrash, Vesamta Chalki Miyoshev Karnos. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm in the base medrash. I'm not by the stoop. And they get up, and I get up, and we get up for Divrei Torah, and we're Amal for Torah, and we get Schar, etc., etc., and we're running to Chai Olam Haba. So Rav Shach asked the question, you understand, right? The tefillah about making mistakes and doing making all the right moves is when you before you come into the Beis Medrash. And when you leave the Beis Medrash, you say, thank you Hashem for the opportunity and for all the reward, etc. Rav Shach asked, I don't understand. If you're worried about making mistakes in the Beis Medrash, shouldn't you be worried about making mistakes when you leave the Beis Medrash? Isn't that where, in the implementation, isn't that where you're most likely to err? Okay, if you err in the Beis Medrash, it's a mistake. Yeah, that's true. Obviously, foundationally, it's very, you know, you need to know what's usher and what's mutter. That's true. But what about when you leave the Beis Medrash? When you leave the Beis Medrash, there should also be a concern that you may err and make mistakes in the implementation of the rules and the halachas that you basically you know, concretized and clarified. So he says the most amazing yisod. What do we say when we leave the Beis Medrash? We say Moda Ani L'Fanecha. Thank you, Hashem, for the opportunity to be in the Beis Medrash. When a person realizes that has an appreciation for being a Ben Torah, for being in the Beis Medrash, he won't err. If you're besimcha and you feel real Jewish Torah pride, wow, I'm a Torah Jew. I had the opportunity to learn the Beis Medrash. I had the opportunity to learn yeshiva, and therefore I'm above all other worldly pleasures. I'm above all other worldly things that are going on. So then you won't err. You won't make a mistake in the implementation. You don't need to. It's much better. It's at a higher level than saying, Hashem, please don't let me stumble. Please let me Please don't let me make the wrong moves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so happy I was in the Beis Medrash. If a person leaves the Beis Medrash happy, then the sky is the limit. He'll be zocheh to be matzliach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata nishmaya to mamish, be yazer ourselves from kol dover tomei to kol dover aser, and be zocheh through that. Once, and also, it could be little things. A person says, you know what, I'm learning an extra 5 minutes. You train yourself. Right? Lo'olam havi rogel adam loymar. A person, the olam, forever should be accustomed to say that it's all for the best. Why do you have to become accustomed? Why don't you just say, always, you know, say it's all for the best. You should say it's all for the best. No, because a person has to grow, a person has to train himself, a person has to practice. Practice makes perfect. A person, over and over again, he breaks his taivas. He says, okay, I don't need to see this piece of lashon hara. I don't need to eat this food. I don't need it right now. And over time, he becomes much more in control of his actions. And a person thinks, then he's chofshi. Then he's taka chofshi from all his taivas. Then he's a melech. Then he's taka melech. But if he's not able to control himself, he's a mamish, a slave to his taivas. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
What? Why is it another that?